Indeed sponsored jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Welcome to the radio program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this first hour on Monday. They had the No Kings stuff over the weekend. I don't know if you've seen some of this. The No Kings rally. Thankfully, I was off. I think I was offline most. I needed a mental break. I was offline most of the weekend, so I was trying not to obsess over social media the way some of these digital prostitutes do. But it's kind of hard to not see some of the stupid stuff that they were doing as it pertained to the No King stuff. And they had like these celebrities out there. I still don't understand what the purpose of it is. The weird thing is that I think it was in Los Angeles, one of the rallies that they had, they were actually waving the communist flag, which I thought was funny because like what, No Kings, but you'll totally have tyrants. None of it makes sense. Make it make sense. But they had a number of these celebrities that were out there, and they had Democrats, they had Democrat lawmakers, etc. In Portland, they had rioters. They were kind of like No Kings, and then they were also rioting against the use of ICE to help with illegal immigration. We have some of the B-roll that Juan has that we'll talk about, we'll get into, because you could see them breach this gate. Then you also had this was cut 20. This was the concert that we were telling you about. This was Jane Fonda and Bruce Springsteen. They were at the rally in Minnesota. I guess the one in Minnesota was the biggest because that's where they've had all of these confrontations with ICE. So I guess that was the biggest one. And they had Jane Fonda and they had Bruce Springsteen there. And they had all of these, I mean, you know, kind of older celebrities, so to speak, that were there, and choosing Minnesota with which to do it, because that's where, you know, I guess that they wanted to have their ICE standoff. And then Tim Walz, of course, spoke. This is cut 13. Walz was saying that Minnesotans have experienced trauma because of the enforcement of immigration law. Listen to this.
While mental health challenges are individual, they're also collective. The trauma that we have all experienced together and are continuing to experience from what the federal government did to this state, we understand is going to take years of work to overcome. And the way we do that is by investing in the people and investing in the institutions and the programs that improve people's lives. And that's exactly what you're here today for.
Why is there trauma? I would think that the trauma would come from the illegal immigration and the inability to be safe in your own community because of the repeat offenders with illegal immigration. That's what I would think would be the trauma, the experienced collective trauma. This stuff is so garbage. It's just garbage. It's just insane. They had vandalism. I mean, everything that you would want with a leftist protest, you ended up getting it. You got it. And then they had, this is 17, cut 17, No Kings rally attendee with the stolen land nonsense. Again, so stupid. Listen to this.
So you young ladies, you have signs. First, tell us about your signs.
Yes, my sign says no one is illegal on stolen land.
Wow.
It's so true. Now,
tell me about that.
Well, no one, we are on stolen land and you can't be illegal on it. It just doesn't make sense.
Right. So,
You know how many different, what means it's stolen? I mean, is this, and I think this was one of the ones, they had some in D.C., they had some in Minnesota. Do they not understand? What does that even mean? Stolen land. Does it mean that they're upset because people immigrated to the, oh, so they hate immigration. They immigrated and then spread out and created cities and towns, etc. Do you know that in D.C., you had Native American tribes that warred with each other over territory? You had the Powhatan. You had the Iroquois. You had several different nations, American Indian nations, that fought with each other. I mean, in the 17th century, the Iroquois Confederacy expanded their territory, which some might say was stolen land. They were stealing land. Oh, his nose. But there were several of them that all fought against each other. And that's, they would take land, they would expand territory, they would lose it. It went back and forth for ages. I mean, they had, sometimes they would even, certain nations, certain indigenous nations, American Indian nations, would ally with each other and then go take out the weaker rival. They, I mean, that was going on. Colonists witnessed that in the late 1600s. I mean, they had, they fought and conquered each other and took each other's land. So that was long before people immigrated to the United States, and long before Washington, D.C. was ever conceived, long before the colonies even had territorial boundaries. So was that also considered stolen land? Were the Iroquois standing on stolen land because they had conquered and taken territory from the Powhatan, or vice versa because they didn't return? I mean, it goes on and on and on. And there were several even different tribes of Iroquois. So I'm just curious, this idea of stolen, it's just so uneducated. It is just a way to signal that you are incredibly uneducated when you talk about these issues. Then what's the point of even going out and holding a sign on a beautiful weekend when you can't even, I mean, you don't even know what you're really out there holding your sign for? But we've seen this, we hear it all the time, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's in Montana, you hear it all the time. There was also a No Kings protester who was so a lot of them were wearing orange face, I guess because they were trying to make a statement on Trump, which is the only thing I can think of. You had Cut 14, a protester in orange face who got very angry and ran away because a reporter reminded said protester that Harris didn't actually get a vote. Listen.
Out of office. Yeah. Would you like J.D. Vance to be the president?
No,
then?
I would not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would not.
Okay. Yeah. Who would you like to be the president?
Kamala Harris right now, but she didn't win. But
can I point out something that we say no kings and no authoritarianism, but Kamala Harris, no one voted for her.
Yes, they did. Half the country voted for her. So let's not go there.
No one was voted for her to be the nominee.
Yes, they did.
Isn't that what, like, authoritarian?
You're going down the wrong road right now with me. I wouldn't go any further.
What does that mean?
I'm not going to talk to you anymore. That's what it means.
I just think it's ironic that no one voted for her to be the nominee. They just selected her like a king gets selected, right?
Keep it to yourself. Okay. Bye. Have a good day.
Well, it's not an opinion. I mean, it is true. She didn't get a vote in the primary. They just selected her. They crowned her, one would say. It was like a coronation. It's very interesting. What else is like a coronation? Oh, yeah, right, when you're selecting actual kings. Yeah, when you're doing that. When you select actual monarchs. Very similar, very similar. So some of the other things we're looking at, so this is happening domestically. Some NATO nations, and we're going to dive into this after a headline. Some of these NATO nations have been really, really not behaving like NATO members. Spain closed its airspace to U.S. planes that were involved in the response to the Iranian conflict. Of course, Pedro Sanchez, a raging socialist. It's not surprising. Also, they voted to accept 500,000 of these illegal immigrants coming in from North Africa. I mean, in a massive amount of people coming in on the boats, across the Med, going into Spain, going southern Spain and Gibraltar. So what the Sanchez government said, they were closing their airspace to U.S. planes involved in any kind of response to Iran. That's according to their defense minister. And this came out early this morning. They said they, quote, don't authorize either the use of military bases or the use of airspace for actions related to the war in Iran. The Spanish newspaper, their main one, first reported this morning. They said it came from the military. And the economic minister as well said that it could worsen relations. What gets me is that the economic minister said, well, this was already made by the Spanish government not to participate or contribute to a war which was initiated unilaterally and against international law. See, I feel like if you're going to lie like that, you should get bombed. That's me. I'm tired of this. They're lying about it. The United States didn't initiate this. I love these panty waists. They pitch and moan, but then when the United States is needed to help them with anything, they call us. They call us with Ukraine. They call us with everything. They called us with Germany. But then, here, Iran clearly has been the provocateur for 40 years. Since 1979. Had nothing to do with Israel. They just took our embassy workers hostage in 1979. That had nothing to do with Israel. For all of the products of incest out there that want to make everything about Israel, that had nothing to do with Israel. It had everything to do with Iran being a terror state. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian wireless provider in the nation. They've been backing freedom-loving causes for, what, over a decade now? When we first moved down here to Texas in 2013, it was in within that same year that we started migrating over to Patriot Mobile, and we have our whole family that's on it. I have, in that time, I've been around the world. I've been in the middle of the ocean. I've been in the North Sea. I've been everywhere, and I've never had an issue with my cell phone service. And the crazy thing is that I actually have more in terms of services associated with my account than my previous cell phone provider, but I'm paying less than what I did, which is kind of nuts, but it's just better. They also have a US-based customer service team that can help you with getting your new account set up, or if you want to switch server, whatever it is. And if you're, by the way, if you're stuck paying off a device because you're in a contract, Patriot Mobile offers a full buyout to free you up. So there's no long-term commitments. There's no hidden fees. It's just values-driven support. They think like you. They're like-minded. And when you're out there using, you know, you're spending your hard-earned tax dollars, your hard-earned dollars on services, you want to make sure you're working with someone who's like-minded, and that's Patriot Mobile. For 12 years now, top-tier service on all the best U.S. major networks, and you're getting premium nationwide coverage, and they give you better service than your current carrier. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use code Dana for a free month of service. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana, code Dana. Make the switch today.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature. Right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer. Inflammatory bowel disease or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This was not a good move by POTUS. I think some of the people that are getting pardoned need to not be pardoned, including this guy. A nursing home owner, Joseph Schwartz, he was 3 months into his sentence for a $39 million fraud scheme. And there are a lot of families who won multi-million dollar wrongful death suits against him that haven't collected a cent. And apparently, he was pardoned. I didn't like a lot of the people that Biden pardoned either. That's why I'm like, two wrongs don't make a right with us. This is a sad story. And another elderly veteran who is, he's forced to work as a DoorDash driver to avoid health care for his family because, as you know, Obamacare makes everything completely unaffordable. He was a Vietnam vet and 76-year-old Larry Colvin. Now, you guys saw a story similar to this last week. That was a different gentleman. This is a whole other different person. He turned 77 in May. He delivers food most nights of the week. He takes Wednesdays off for church. And he had to go back to work after 10 years into retirement because the medical expenses got too much to afford. And so he went back and started. So I love that people create GoFundMes and really help these people out. It's amazing to see private, that kind of stewardship. Let's see here. Buc-ee's somehow is making people mad. I don't know how anybody could be mad at a Buc-ee's, but they are. 74,000 square foot Buc-ee's is spreading outrage from locals. I think this is in they're rolling out ambitious plans to have these travel centers across a bunch of states. I think this one is in Virginia. People are worried about their safety. And they said the northern region, it's near Stafford, 120 pump, 74,000 square foot gas station. And I would love to be right by a Buc-ee's. I'm not kidding you. Look, if you're upset about that a Buc-ee's is opening near you, don't be. Had nothing to do with safety. You're going to be loving going in there. You're going to be loving going in there to get the beef jerky. And that's a supersized buzz. This is just amazing. I'm jealous. We have a lot more on the way. We have Days of These United States coming up as we move. The folks who help make the program possible, it is our friends over at Superbeats. What makes them different? They were founded out of the UT Health Science Center, built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. And it's all about heart health. Healthy blood pressure, circulation, daily energy, all depends on healthy blood flow. And they contain clinically studied ingredients shown to be 2 times more effective than diet and exercise alone. To choose support healthy blood pressure and heart healthy energy. It's a great way to remedy the you know, lull in energy, et cetera, or any kind of concerns with heart health. It's a great way to boost and maximize the antioxidant result from taking these chews. It's built on the same science-led heart health. Right, or heart health science, I should say. You can support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews, zero sugar. They come in zero sugar now, pomegranate berry flavor and the new chocolate flavor. You can buy two, get one free at human.com/Dana. That's buy two, get one free, and also figure out how to get a free 30-day supply. That's human.com/Dana.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. that is one that can run a very, very large, large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. Bottom of this third hour, you can listen around the country terrestrially, digitally as well. The simulcast, Channel 347, DirecTV. This is a weird story. Apparently, China did not appreciate the fact that the entire world laughed at their anti-stealth radar capabilities, or lack thereof, or their technological progression, again, or lack thereof. And apparently, one of the chief designers for the J-20 fighter jet was found dead. Huh. Interesting. Surely China could not be exacting revenge upon the people who failed to give it what it sold the world that it had, right? I don't know. For this, let's turn to our good, on this and many other issues, our very good friend, Stephen Yates, at Steve Yates on X, senior research fellow over at the Heritage Foundation and China National Security. That's his wheelhouse. He's been in not one, but two presidential administrations. Stephen, always so good to see you. So that's some pretty North Korea type stuff. These headlines, are they true? I mean, I tend to think that they are, but I always also have the worst impression and view of China imaginable. So what is your thoughts on this?
Well, first off, we don't really get to know. And we shouldn't really have to be held to a high standard. They're the ones that close off their country for real independent verification. Has the ring of truth about it. And anyone who really needs to understand how to read these movements, whether it's all of the Central Military Commission top leadership disappearing from the ranks or something like this, this is a mafia family that's running a country. And if you don't answer in the right way to the Don, well, I really hate for something bad to happen to you or your family, but them's the apples.
Yeah, them's the apples indeed. I mean, surely all of this, and we talked about, you know, when they're I don't want to say their technological advances and their equipment, et cetera, in Venezuela failed, but also the stuff that they were supplying with Iran hasn't been incredibly useful or helpful or in any way a force multiplier. I mean, clearly, with Trump visiting China next month, this has to change the structure of that meeting somewhat. I mean, Xi Jinping cannot walk into this meeting thinking that he's got any kind of high ground. How is this going to alter how they come to the table with Trump?
Well, first, the Chinese do inhale a lot of the fumes that come from Washington's high-minded galaxy brain that say that, you know, everything has been going terribly for the United States, that Iran is somehow winning, and this is all a net advantage to China. Somehow high gas prices are really a good thing for China, even though they're energy import dependent. The fact of the matter is, this has been an amazing display of American power. You can agree or disagree with the mission itself. I'll listen to people, even though I might disagree on that front. But it's basically crackerjacks to try to suggest that this has been anything other than a resounding military success so far, with a lot still to get tied up. China certainly has rational parts that will see it that way. The Xi Jinping and his people tend to want to have pomp and circumstance to wow and distract their visitors. They wanted to try that to do that with Trump again. They tried that in his first visit. This time it's skinnied down to basically a day of business. And so I think that Xi has to know he can't cancel. He has to take the meeting. Otherwise, he looks unready weak. So he has to take the meeting, and the president's going to come ready to negotiate. So we'll see how it goes. I have my misgivings about negotiating with China always, but really, undeniably, we're in a much better position now than we were 6 months ago.
This other story related to this, because I want to ask you about some of the developments with Iran, but there were three Chinese-linked vessels that were apparently turned back rather abruptly as they were trying to navigate through the Strait of Hormuz. That's unusual. It was two ships owned by China. One was Hong Kong, still China at this point. I thought that China and Iran were friends. I mean, wasn't China just bragging last week that they were not going to have any issues transiting through the Strait because they were on such good terms with Iran? So what's changed now?
Yeah, usually China's the master of breaking sanctions and engaging in corruption to be able to pay a troll the tax to cross the bridge. And somehow this didn't work. And I think it just turns out that when you have a country with real power being used and trying to push an opponent into submission to make a deal to try to reopen these waterways, your third party kind of corruption play isn't really relevant to the survival of those that are involved in the transaction. So I think this is just a sort of another reality check for the Chinese that like to play in these things, but don't really take very much risk and don't have very much leverage when it comes to the Middle East and other regions. So it should be humbling, but that gets back to whether we believe that the leadership in Beijing is taking rational inputs. And if you're firing and disappearing everybody that's within your proximity that doesn't tell you the right thing, maybe you're not rational.
Yeah, maybe you're not at all. We're talking with our good friend Stephen Yates at Steve Yates on X. You mentioned just a little bit ago Iran and how this is a very successful response that the United States has had. Why are there so many people, especially some on the right, whose loyalties I question and motivations I question and allegiances, all of it? They're insisting that we're somehow losing or that we are somehow going to come out, on such the wrong end of this. I mean, what am I missing? We have air supremacy in Iran. Trump is just waiting them out in the Strait. He's floating different ideas that's getting these people all upset. I mean, he said he's not for boots on the ground, but he's not taking anything off the table. Meanwhile, we have more assets that are going over to this region. None of what he's doing sound like a leader that is losing anything. I mean, I feel like that we've dominated them in this region. So why are they getting this so horribly wrong?
Well, probably a number of inputs on that front. Number one, I think they have sort of the maturity level for inhaling information on the internet that a 14-year-old does. They are addicted to their devices. They're addicted to their feeds. That dumbs down your intellect. It makes it so you can't see around corners or over the horizon. You have zero patience. And then if you're going to be that kind of a human being, that's sort of like a TikTok kid, you can't really endure what is the fog of war. And when you look at this historically, we are 1 month into a campaign against a very well-armed power that has been insulated by the world for over four decades, supported by two or three, maybe even, of our rivals in the world. And this has been rapid in terms of the progression of American power. So we haven't won everything yet, but we've won every measure of what a classical military campaign would be judged by. And as soon as freedom of navigation is restored in that near abroad, and I think seeing the UAE and Saudis unambiguously saying what their interest is in taking action decisively to make that happen, I think the president has been wise to give some time and space for these others with skin in the game to step in and act. And so, contrary to what a lot of his critics would say, I think President Trump has had a pretty sophisticated approach to this campaign. It's not 2003 invasion and occupation of Iraq, and it's not sort of 2010 to 15 appeasement of Iran and trying to buy the threat. This is threading the needle, making others show if they're real allies and real powers. And unfortunately, a lot of our old friends are proving that they're neither an ally nor a power.
Yeah, like Spain, for instance, saying any plane that is involved in this Iran response, you can't use any of our bases. I mean, some of these NATO countries at this point, with all the accusations that Trump's hurting NATO, these NATO nations are hurting NATO more than this administration could even dream.
Absolutely true. Now, I am one who probably is more down on Europe because most of my life kind of experience originated in Asia. And I happen to believe that is the region of the world that is going to save or destroy our republic if we don't get right. Our ducks in a row. And so I just look at Europe as a place where a lot of nervous Nellies like to bloviate, but they don't really put a lot of skin on the game. They don't bring power and capability to the table. They're excellent at giving critiques, but not really providing solutions. And I just think that we have to edit those kinds of voices out of our lives these days. And so they have an opportunity to step up and step in, but they probably need to save themselves first. And that's what J.D. Vance's speech was about. That's what Marco Rubio's speech was about. People can complain about them, but they were speaking the truth. And it wasn't anti-Europe. It's like, if you're going to play a role in this world, you need to take this spinach and come out Popeye. Otherwise, we don't really have a lot of use for you, and that's on you.
Take the spinach and come out Popeye. I'm putting that in my back pocket to use it for forever. So switching from looking over at across the Atlantic to now looking over at the Pacific, immediately I thought of you, this Reuters story. The leader of Taiwan's opposition party is visiting China next month, apparently invited by Xi Jinping. And a lot of people are questioning this lawmaker who won this election as a chairwoman in October. They're apparently intimating that they would like to swing a little bit closer in terms of relations with China. Is that an actual threat in terms of political destabilization in Taiwan, where you would actually have a faction that wants to grow closer to China? I mean, I can't even imagine that anybody in Taiwan would even be receptive to this.
Unfortunately, it is a threat, and this is an enduring one. It goes back a good ways. There are some people in Taiwan who haven't sort of caught the memo of Xi Jinping's reign being very different than his predecessors. You have to remember that the Kuomintang is the KMT, sometimes called the Nationalist Party, but its formal name is the Chinese Nationalist Party. And that really gets at the heart of, is Taiwan kind of a self-governing entity? Is it accountable to the people on the island and its offshore islands? Or is it some entity that seeks to unify all of China, but under its dream rather than under the CCP's? And I think the majority of people in Taiwan just want to be left alone to be able to live their lives, to make things great for the world, and to be on the right side of the first island chain in Asia, but also a lot of our friends around the world. But there are still these people that don't mind getting a little filthy lucre by engaging with big, rich Bubba across the strait every once in a while. And I don't know why anyone thinks they can go down and kiss the emperor's ring and come back and you'll be able to rule anything, especially after Hong Kong got the freedom and life stomped out of rule of law there.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone could see what happened in Hong Kong and think, well, maybe it'll be different with Taiwan. Maybe, you know, it'll go differently for us. It never works.
It'll be different.
Way.
It'll be worse.
Oh, that's a good point. Our very good friend, Stephen Yates, at Steve Yates on X. We'll have a lot to talk about next month when POTUS visits with Xi Jinping. I can't wait. I can't wait to also get your expertise on his body language as well. We'll have a lot to discuss. It's good to see you, my friend. Have a great week. Grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Take good care.
You too.
Why has home sales hit the slowest pace in 4 years? Sales of newly built homes dropped 17.6%, even with building prices coming down. Why are young home buyers so anxious? Is this another housing market warning sign? Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45, if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I think it's funny that the guy who calls himself a looks maxer, I gotta say it. It takes me a second to say it. What's the dude's name? Clavicular? This like streamer? I don't know. He's like some weirdo streamer. But he apparently was arrested because he shot an alligator. He's 20 years old. So I don't even know what he is. He was out with people and he had a handgun and he apparently shot an alligator. And now he's been arrested. He was arrested for it, charged, because that's a big, you can't do what he just did. Apparently it was a protected species when he fired off his handgun. I don't know. He's one of those guys that did that weird, who's in that video where all of those, like that gay Muslim dude and then Nick Fuentes and all those people, they were at the club, remember, and they were telling the girls to stay away. He was apparently in that. I don't know. That is like a weird rabbit hole of influencing that I have no interest in. A Florida man was arrested after threatening workers with a large axe at a car wash, according to deputies. 36-year-old Bryce Thayer was arrested after he threatened 2 car wash workers with a large axe while they were closing the business for the night. They managed to disarm and detain him after a physical struggle, and apparently some of it was captured on CCTV. The victims, according to police, acted in self-defense to neutralize the threat, which the security footage later confirmed. Everybody's got an axe there, an axe or a machete, one of the two. A Florida woman with no right hand was ticketed for holding her phone in her right hand. She literally doesn't have a right hand. She's got a stump. Lake Worth Beach, Florida woman. She was pulled over, cited for using a wireless communications device while driving. And apparently, Palm Beach County said that she had a device in her right hand as she traveled north, except she doesn't have a right hand. She recorded it and the whole traffic stop and posted it online. And the deputy can be heard in the video saying that he actually with his own eyes saw her phone in her right hand. And she's literally holding up her arm that does not have a right hand to show him that that's not even possible that this happened. So she's fighting it in court.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45, if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I want to be very careful with my words right now.
Okay.
Because this is a really touchy subject for me.
Why?
I love that kid and his family. But the way some of these other immigrants are getting treated in our country right now is a travesty and a disgrace. I think there's a difference between amazing immigrants and criminal immigrants. And I think what's going on in our country, what we're doing to some of these amazing immigrants, is really unfortunate and it's really sad. And that's a great immigrant story. We have a lot of great immigrant stories out there who their stories need to be told, but some of the stuff that's happening to immigrants in our country right now is really unfortunate and it's really unfair.
Like what?
But immigrants built this country and we should admire them and respect them.
Is there a difference between legal and illegal? Or are we just like pulling stuff out of our ass? Is that what it is? Is there a difference between legal and illegal? Or are we just going to be all stupid, absolute walking mental abortions and go, okay, is there a difference? I mean, I can't believe no one thought to ask that. We have the stupidest society. I genuinely hope we all suffer through an absolute interdimensional alien takeover because we deserve it. If not, a giant flaming asteroid to come and just obliterate this rock. Is there a difference between legal and illegal? Because in the minds of a lot of these people that talk about it, there apparently isn't. Okay, so who's being treated poorly? Who's being treated poorly? The people that have come in illegally and are allowed to stay here for a decade and a half and then get a free plane ticket home and money to live on as they go back from the American taxpayer that's done without our choice? I mean, I got questions. I think it's pretty damn unfair, and I think it's pretty damn ignorant how American citizens are treated in this country and how we're expected to foot the bill for all these vote-buying schemes that the left concocts and then Republicans sit completely impotent to solve it. to push back or remedy it. That's, you know, I kind of think that that's, or if they try to, if the administration tries to, then the people who pretend to have always been America first and they're really not, then they take issue with it. I just find it interesting. But I just, where's the clarification on that? What immigrants specifically? The people who come in here illegally? The people who immigrate here legally and do it the right way? And then have all of their efforts diminished by allowing the people who came in illegally to get taxpayer-funded benefits? I mean, what is the difference here? I got a lot of questions. This is why these sentiments are cheap. They're not empathetic. They're not moving in any way. It's just cheap sentiment. That's all it is. It's a cheap sentiment. It's a political stunt. And there's, seriously, where is the consideration for the citizen? I get so tired of all of this nonsense.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
This message is brought to you by Cologuard. If you ever printed out directions and hoped you didn't miss a turn, it may be time for you to screen for colon cancer. Luckily, things are a lot easier these days, even screening for colon cancer. When caught early, colon cancer is treatable in 9 out of 10 people. With more options than ever, it's key to start screening at 45 if you are at average risk. The Cologuard test is non-invasive, requires no special prep or time off, and it ships right to your door, so you can use it in the privacy of your own home. With just 3 simple steps, setup, sample, and ship, completing your Cologuard test is easier than finding the right track on your mixtape. If you're 45 or older and at average risk, ask your doctor about the Cologuard test, available by prescription only. Learn more or request a prescription at Cologuard.com/podcast. Do not use the Cologuard products if you have had adenomas, which are a type of colon polyp that can sometimes become cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, or other hereditary syndromes, a personal or first-degree family history of colorectal cancer, or a positive result from another colon cancer screening method within that test's recommended screening interval. Cologuard results should be interpreted with caution. A positive test result does not confirm the presence of cancer. Patients with a positive test result should be referred for a colonoscopy. A negative test result does not confirm the absence of cancer. Patients with a negative test result should discuss with their doctor when they need to be tested again. False positives and false negative results can occur.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this headline. Barbie Dream Fest is apparently the new Willy Wonka experience. It's in Florida, and it has minimal attractions, sparse decor, and underwhelming perks. That's what it's being described as. The Barbie Dream Fest was supposed to be the ultimate Barbie fan weekend. And they said there would be interactive experiences and a star-studded panel and all kinds of stuff. It didn't happen. There's like $400 tickets. They said it's like the Fry Fest. And if you see like some of the photos, et cetera, on social media, it is really bad. It's like an empty exhibitor hall. And there's only like a couple of things up. And it's mostly empty. First off, these are adults that are paying for passes to go to a Barbie. I don't know why, but I could have probably told you that you weren't going to get your money's worth out of that one. Let's see. A vigil held for a missing Oakland coffee shop owner as the search intensifies. This coming from KTUV. They said that they were gathering at Lake Merritt. It is a vigil honoring a missing coffee shop owner who was last seen around Wednesday of last week. So they're still holding out hope that they can locate this owner. Also, let's see here. TLC's Chili. Not like Chili's the restaurant. TLC. I haven't heard that name in a long time. She has to deny being a Trump supporter because apparently she had donated previously to POTUS. People Magazine, like, this is crazy. She's being, like, forced to apologize for this stuff, saying, I made a mistake, too many make, I didn't read the fine print. She's denying claims that she's MAGA because apparently donation records seemingly show that she donated to organizations linked to Trump. And she had to make this, people need to get lives instead of browbeating every celebrity that thinks differently.
America, America, you used to be so fun, but now you go to bed at night scrolling on your phone. Well, listen up, America, Carnival is here. There's comedy and snorkeling and dining, like everything from sea to shining sea.
Find your fun again today. Carnival is calling.
Save up to 40% off your cruise vacation. Offer applies to cruise fare only. Restrictions apply. Visit carnival.com for details. Ships registry, the Bahamas and Panama.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
Are the decks you're building today crafted for tomorrow? Only Envision composite decking is compression molded, not extruded. Compressed technology delivers decking that's up to 44% stronger than the average competitor, making it built to last, built to perform, and built to earn you referrals for decades. Envision composite decking, crafted for tomorrow. Find it at envisionoutdoorliving.com.